This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what dear you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got a spaghetti now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them are spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Them one poison me, throw me thing up. Pass me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dog, where you did that when they think tough? No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20 inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer just a kicks up. And a hip-hop or calypso.
Hello.
You can't see the star through the tint up. Plus me and the Cuban a link up. Rose gold so the Cuban link up. How much ice just a hurt and me rings up.
Okay.
From what day you may find out,
Talking Heads with Nazi is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Nassau Cruise Port, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games and Oil Limited, and Tropical Gyros.
We back at you on the Wednesday. Oh, at least I got one eardrum left in talk today. Wednesday, February 21st edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. You know how to chime in, Providence. This is how it's going to work. We got my good friends from Brief in studio. We're going to talk with them and figure out exactly what's going on their calendar, on their slate. And then as soon as we're done with them, we're going to open up the lines because we got a lot to talk about. Now, here's how you chime in. In New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC Flow Channel 612, that's how you get it in, that's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And like I told you, I got my good friends from Brief in studio. I got Christopher Clark, he's the Brief best intern. No stranger to the show, we got Heather Brockbank, she's the Brief outreach officer. And of course, no stranger again, Crystal Darling, she's the sergeant and the Brief communications officer. And they got a lot of things going on, especially in March. They've got the Extreme Hangout Bahamas. All right, and they got some other competitions going on. So welcome to the show again, as always. Good to see y'all. What's good, Heather? What you got for me? What's going on with Brief? What's the latest and the greatest?
All right. Right now, we're gearing up for our Extreme Hangouts Workshop, which is coming up on March 8th, which Crystal can tell you all the details about. It's really exciting. All our promotional content can be found on our socials, but it's really a workshop that we are putting in place to really engage students from all around the Bahamas. So, Crystal?
Yes. So, hello, everyone. I'm Crystal, and I'm the communications officer at Brief. Our Extreme Hangout Bahamas event is an event for students. It's basically a student, an environmental student workshop, and we are encouraging students all around New Providence to sign up to go to our event. It'll be at St. John's High School Auditorium on Friday, March 8, 2024. And it's basically an all-day event. So go on our website and you will be able to apply from there to attend our events. We'll be hearing from local environmental speakers. Students will be able to engage in interactive sessions with experts, and there'll be environmental art and experiments. So just a day full of fun and learning about the environment. We also have our Young Reporters for the Environment competition happening as well. And that's also on our website. Students can go there and they can register and then they can prepare their entry before the deadline, which is April 14th. And that winner, we'll have three winners for that national competition. And the winners will get a laptop, a cell phone, or a tablet, along with brief merchandise. And they will also be entered into, their entries will go along to the international competition in Denmark with Extreme Hangout, with Young Reporters for the Environment International.
So you get to go to Denmark if they win. That's a good trip.
Well, their entries go to Denmark, but they might also if they might have the opportunity to travel with Extreme Hangout. With YRE, Young Reporters for the Environmental International. They do reach out to winners. They tend to reach out to winners every once in a while. So who knows? Yeah. They might be able to travel to the UK.
That's a good trip. Into Europe, that's a good trip if you get to go. But make sure your essay get there at least.
Yeah. So that's all we have. And then we also have our Brief Best intern here, Christopher Clark, who's going to talk about his internship with Brief. He's already completed his 100-day semester at the Island School in Cape Eleuthera. And so he's going to talk about that a little bit. And he just got his lifeguard certification. So congratulations to him. And he's going to talk about that as well, that he did at Blue Lagoon Island.
All right, so good to see you, man. Welcome aboard. And you're another one that I get to talk to. How was your experience up there at the school in Eleuthera?
It was awesome. It's called the Island School. It's in Cape Eleuthera, and it's a 100-day program. It's very hands-on marine experience. So you go scuba diving, snorkeling, kayaking. It's disconnected from the outside world, so there's no social media, no cell phones. But in exchange for that, you get really action-packed days. You're always doing something. It feels really fulfilling. You get really in shape. They have a lot of physical exercise, and it's a really fun program.
So it was a good experience for you. You enjoyed doing it?
It was awesome.
Now, do you plan on pursuing a career in the field?
Well, I'm not, 100% sure on what I do want to do in the future, but I am very interested in marine science.
All right. I know you got, Heather over there and the crew. They already know what they want to do. So it was a good experience. Would you recommend it to other kids in your peer group, other young persons in your age group?
Absolutely would.
Who have similar interests, obviously.
Yes. It's super fun. It's very unique. It's something that, even living in the Bahamas, even though that's in the Bahamas, it shows you so much parts of Eleuthera that people probably would never see.
And what high school did you go to over here?
I went to St. John's College.
All right, so you went to St. John's. Green Giants.
Green Giants.
There you go. All right. So as far as the next batch, when are they up? Because folks always, every time you guys come on, and you did, then people hit me up, Naughty, how can my kid get involved? They're very into it.
Yeah, so Heather could tell you more about that.
So the application season just closed on February 15th, and we got a lot of good applications. So hopefully the next batch should be coming very soon, and you should see another Best Scholar coming to talk about their amazing experiences as well. We are really definitely proud of all of our Best Scholars. It definitely brings a lot of opportunities for young kids, especially young Bahamians, to really experience that kind of side of the Bahamas that you don't really get to experience every day and really open their eyes to what's really below the surface.
And they're doing a great job up there at the school in Eleuthera, because I tell you, every kid that comes on here and talks about it has almost the same reaction and the same experience and the same two thumbs up. And all for different reasons, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's a life-changing experience. When I tell you, I was a different person when I went there. All of my Best Scholars come back as different people, and in a better way, because they learn how to be independent, responsible, and grow within being themselves, and really connect with the environment around them besides their phone or their laptop or their TV or what's going on in the media. And it really gives you a time to really decompress.
So you have any, like I said, you mentioned possibly marine science. You think about any schools you want to go to, you want to attend post, this experience?
So the Best program is marketed as a gap year program. So right now I'm in my gap year. I graduated last May. And while I'm doing this, I applied for a whole bunch of schools. Big contenders right now are Penn State or University of Pittsburgh.
Stop it. Penn State's a good experience, boy. But I tell you, Pittsburgh got a lot of culture, too, and a lot of history and a lot of, it's a good school, too. Good, two good programs. You'd enjoy yourself there.
Thank you.
Surprised that they got marine scientists so big in both those schools, though.
They do. Most schools nowadays have marine science, even if it's landlocked or far away from the ocean. You just learn in a different environment.
All right. Well, sounds like you're ready to go. Sounds like you guys are ready to go. So when's the big hangout? Remind us about that as well again.
Okay, so Extreme Hangout is Friday, March 8th.
Okay.
And we are encouraging people. All the information is on our website at brief.org. You can also follow us on our all social media platforms. We are Brief242, and you'll be able to see our posters, there are flyers there, and the links of where you can sign up to attend. This is for students between the, grade 10 to 12, so it is limited, and space is also limited. So we're going to select, and then once we get to that number, then that's the cutoff point.
Yeah. So it sounds like it's a great event. And what are some of the things that are going to be going on? Just remind them again, because, you know,
So actually, the Prime Minister has agreed to speak. So he will be giving remarks at the opening ceremony for the event. So we're really excited to have him speak with us. And then we have the Minister of Environment.
No oil drilling while you're planning, right? Make sure I let him know. No oil fish. Bingo, let him know.
Yeah, so we have that. The Minister of the Environment will be there as well. And also other local environmentalists and environmental groups. We'll have students doing activities related to our theme, which is fossil fuel free Bahamas, building a oil resilient Bahamas. No, fossil fuel free Bahamas, building an oil resilient future. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we want to, and we'll also be having water keepers from Grand Bahama coming and assisting us with that, and the young marine explorers from Cat Island. So it's not just Nassuvian students.
Good. So we'll
have some students from the Outer Islands as well who'll be attending.
Well, good stuff. I appreciate you guys stopping by and getting us up to snuff and exactly what's going on. Good to know you had a good experience up there in the news. We got to know you. Check off that box. Another one.
Yeah.
Another successful candidate. And like I said, mi casa es tu casa. Whenever you need to come on, whenever you need to get on, you have a place right here, you know, to get the word out. I'm so glad to know Brief is still doing big things. And remember, you know what Uncle Naughty say, no oil, all right? No oil drilling, no oil spilling, and we good to go. Okay. Always good to see you guys. Quick break, flip side
of
the break.
Thank you so much.
We'll open up the lines because we got a lot to talk about. Texas, I know, they'll work on this microphone of mine in 2 seconds. I know, it sound like you're in a water tunnel. It's all good, in a drain pipe. We'll work it out. All coming up as a Wednesday, February 21st edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat. Unlike the no-gets, at KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
242 Day,
Saturday, February 24th.
It's 242 Day.
Proud to be Bahamian.
Represent your Bahamian pride on 242 Day. Wear your national flag colors or Bahamian prints. Enjoy delicious Bahamian dishes, break and scrape with Bahamian music, art, and entertainment all day long. Corporate Bahamas representing your national colors on Friday.
Be sure to post those photos with hashtag 242 Day. Hashtag celebrate Bahamas.
242 Day, Saturday, February 24th.
back at you on the Wednesday, February 21st edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And then, of course, you know, in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll be flipping the sports. Pearly will be joining us. We'll be chopping it up with him. But we do have to open up the lines. Lots to talk about. And several things. And I look at the pages of the National Guardian today, news and views in Madison's 1844, 9.6 million visitor arrivals. Air arrivals up 17%. How much are these 9.6 million visitor arrivals spending? How much bypassing us and going straight to the private islands owned by the cruise ships? Which in their own right is a good thing, but where's the bottom line impact? Where's the real impact? Let's know those numbers. The Bahamas removed from the EU blacklist. Thank God for that. Abaconians eagerly looking forward to shantytown demolitions. Mother and son killed in traffic accident in Abaco. Very sad story there. And then, you know, making the rounds. The multitude of asinine comments made by the chairman of the PLP, Mr. Fred Mitchell. Whatever hat he's wearing, boy, had a comment. Whether it was the MP for Fox Hill or the Minister of Foreign Affairs or Affairs in Foreign, like I like to say, or as the chairman. A lot of foot and mouth disease this week. A lot of idiocy being uttered. I'd like to know your take on that. Because it makes one scratch one head. Like, really, that's where we going? I thought politics is one arena and you keep the personal out of the politics. Especially for someone who loves to sling mud, but when mud gets slung right back at them, they like to play victim, knickers in a knot. You know, I'll be honest with you. When it comes to saying, you know, boycott someone's business, you're really going for the jugular there. And I have personal testimony of how Dr. Sand saved my aunt's life, Kay Thompson. She passed on at a ripe old age of natural causes. But he saved her. I watched him do it. And there are countless other stories of that man's heroic efforts in that theater, saving lives, Bahamian lives. So if you choose to go to foreign for your treatment, you must have real reasons why you're going foreign for treatment. Because the care is just as good here as it is anywhere else. Because if you look at the issues we have here, they're global as well. I mean, we have some really we have some one or two that is out there. But for the most part, we neck and neck with the rest of the world. For the most part, we can put Dr. Sands in that global community because he's well respected globally as well. As a physician and a lifesaver. So to hear this lunacy is just absolutely, you know, off the charts. I'd like to hear from Anton. Anton been making the rounds on everybody's show. Got some good things to say and keeping it objective. I've been quite impressed. But I just wonder why Anton hasn't called me. Because he know he's going to get the big I told you so from the naughty one. Or I told you it was coming. But you know, like the old saying, go hog nowhere to rub their skin, so it's all good. But a lot of the pundits want to, you know, jump up and actually condemn this. You know, friend of the show still, regardless if you're on punishment right now, Sparky making the rounds with some good voice notes as well. People calling it how they see it. I want to know how you see it. Hit me on the text lines or chime on in on the phone lines, either or. I don't think there's any place right now for the personal attacks. Let's keep it 100. Because, I mean, does Mr. Mitchell really want us to get into the finger point where he's dropped the ball and this administration has dropped the ball? It's just a grandiose smokescreen and distraction to keep everybody, you know, from talking about the real issues and highlighting the epic failure that this administration has been thus far for the majority. All right, great show as usual. I blame the young people for Fred's antics. He went from smell your top lip to saying CYC. Boy, I tell you, the Fox Hill roundabout will do it to you. But the problem is, I'm surprised you're using those initials. I thought it would have been more appropriate CYA for him. But anyway, that's a different story. Great show as usual, Naughty. How stupid someone have to be not to go to the doctor because of their politics. This is super ridiculous. Some people just stuck on stupid, Mr. Mitchell included. Naughty, I listened to Howard's show today. He said when Fred said CYA, he meant carrier cash. Well, you know that's their chief defendant right there. That's the fixer, boy. You talk bad about the PLP, they call the bullpen. Bring in Howard. Howard gonna get you. Howard ain't gonna let you do it. And that's my boy. And that's how his show go. And it's all good. But we can call BS on that on this one, right? Like we always do. That's the difference of the shows. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
What's up, Naughty St. Petersburg? What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, St. Pete?
Right here, man. Look at these police out here today, boy. They give a ticket like no tomorrow.
Ticket quota time. Ticket quota time. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. I said, man, they got all kind of unmarked cars on this street over here. I saw a dog truck just now look like a Christmas tree. Hey, man, but look here. You know, your guests still in the studio?
No, they left already.
Yeah, but everybody want to push for electric vehicles, right? But the Bahamas got to get their electricity grid together first for all of them investing to, you know, they say they don't want to leave no carbon company, but they still getting the power from the power companies, you know, electric, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be years and years before everybody go electric, man. You know, so you got to get the grid system together first, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy, man, you know what I'm saying? They're electric cars, and then they are not cheap. And then, you know, when you get electric cars, you got to train the fire department, because fighting an electric fire and the gas fire is totally different. Everybody got to be trained.
I know, but I recommend the hybrids like what I have. I mean, I got a hybrid right now, man, and it's great on the electric and it's great on the gas.
I'm driving a hybrid right now. What's that?
Mine's a godsend. Big up to Audemars, man. Big up to Carvel and the group.
Man, you know, said everybody wanted, you know, you want changes. You know, you got these celebrities, they want to tell you how to live your life, but they got... They're leaving their car, but they want to have their old 15 and 16 entourage and SUVs and have a house on every coast. You know,
they want bars that they fought.
They want a bar, but they want to tell people how to live their life. Everybody can't fit in a Toyota Prius or something like that. People in America, people love their big gas guzzles, man, you know? I'm not telling nobody how to spend their money.
Right, listen, you all love them gas hogs for real, though.
But see, you can afford it. The gas prices are cheaper here, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you can afford it. But gas will be a $5.28 at Rubis, $5.37 in Esso, $5.31 at Shell.
But in the Bahamas, you know, you get electric cars, you'll be idling so much. You could end up, your car could end up going dead in the traffic. You know what I'm saying?
You're right, boy.
You should take you an hour to get. You know, man, the world used to take an hour to get from east to west in the morning, man. You know, they need a good public service, man. You know, public transport, that's the only way they can get rid of this car. Get some of them old cars off the road. Them, all those gypsies and bus drivers, they're not going to come to one. They want to be independent. But, you know, it's killing the country, man. You know, you know, people driving crazy. I remember when I was a youth, I used to drive crazy, too. But I wouldn't even, man, go to my home and now start driving. Now I say, Jesus.
Boy, listen there, boy. You scared to drive at home and you drive in Tampa, but that's all that needs to be said.
Man, but you know, we got wide roads, you know what I'm saying? You know, I just hate getting stuck on that bridge. You know Tampa.
I know it. Tampa, I know it very Tampa, well. Tampa traffic don't pay, especially Tampa, on that bridge.
After 3 o'clock, boy, if you don't get on that bridge, boy, you say, Lord, you run into that rush hour traffic, man, and you, boy, don't let it have an accident. You can't even get up. You just got to sit there and just pray to God.
Well, anyway, hopefully I'll get you through that traffic today, man. Call me back in the 5 o'clock when we talking sports, all right, St. Pete? Let me get these other calls. Good to hear from you, brother. Okay. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello. Talking Heads. Hello. You gotta call me back. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Call me back. Naughty, the respect the Bahamians have for Doc Sands and the excellent work he does as a specialist in this field and the good work he does as a politician, Fred will never understand and will never attain Doc's level. We go to Dr. Sands because we believe in him and he's a Bahamian. Fred goes foreign. Why? I asked that question earlier, Texter. You might not have heard me. What else is going on? Naughty. Howard and Juan are Tommy Tuckers who sing for their supper. And tell them JJ say that. Okay, JJ, I will. Let me check the other text lines right here. Great show as usual on Naughty. People in Nassau drive so bad. PM Brave needed to make everyone ride a donkey. Like how he riding us? Like we's a donkey? Fair enough. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Yeah, hey, Naughty, what's poppin'?
Hey, what's going on, 52?
Yeah, but, you know, everybody knows Dr. Sands. We don't need to vouch for him. Great man. You know his brother, who's the veterinarian, right?
Yep, Basil.
Yeah, they do good. And the thing is, you know, I deal with them, and I spend hundreds of dollars on my dogs, and sometimes I owe him, and I've never heard him even just ask me to the family, you know, we spend money there. But so, and personally, as a personal story, that as a young lady who had a heart problem, And the kind of stories that she told me about Dr. Sands is unbelievable. She, you know what I mean? So, I mean, he's worked with poor people, so I don't know where these narratives come from, you know? So, yeah, Naughty, but the gentleman, my boy from foreign and Florida, I think, there he is, he's in Tampa.
Yeah, that's big Tampa right now.
Like, listen to me, man. He just made me realize this is a farce of a conversation about carbon emissions and climate change, right? So, firstly, I hate to put people on the spot, but, you know, the powers that shouldn't be, what they should realize is that an upgraded transportation system is the first way in keeping down the carbon emissions. You see what I'm saying?
Agreed.
If you have an effective transportation system, people will use their car less. If you know what I mean? Like in first world countries, you know, millionaires...
They have the trains and the subways and the buses and so on.
I used to live in the tri-state, in Maryland, Virginia, and Baltimore. I used to go there and visit my auntie sometimes. And I used to be in Florida a lot. So I'm afraid that on the plantation... We are making one another the enemies. Like, you know, people call and voice their opinions. Not everyone is going to be on the same page or congruent, and everybody sees things from a different psychological outlook, but it seems to me as if expressing yourself is becoming the problem. This is how when you know it's a plantation, Naughty. We are making one another the enemies, and I'm afraid that that's counterproductive because as we move along, it's like Bob Marley say, life is one big world. So if we get turned off on every corner, how could we achieve what we're supposed to achieve? I mean, problem is, all the educated people smart. You know, it's good to be smart. It's good to be knowledgeable. But everybody seems to have the solution. But the problems remain the same, Naughty. Bless up.
Always a pleasure. 52, always good stuff, too. And 52 just call it. I'm mad at him at all. Let's get to the next one. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Audience. We need justice, law, and audience of Bahamas here. 52, keep your platform, man. You're educating people. Don't worry about what other people think who don't know what's happening. You continue doing what you are doing. You're doing beautiful. Naughty.
Yeah, we say Bremen.
The Prime Minister, right? I don't like to diss people, right? That's not my thing. But the thing is, I've wasted the whole day waiting on the Prime Minister. He told me he was going to be back in a couple of minutes, right? That's after the House of Assembly went on vacation until next week, right? Until the 6th of next month, right? The thing is, don't be telling... I don't care who you are. See, I ain't going to respect you like that because if I tell you something, you're going to get my word even if you don't get it back from me, you get it from somebody else.
We still got Bremen or we lost Bremen? Bremen, call us back, man. I think you dropped. Give us a buzz back. All right, phone lines are open. Let me check the text lines and see what we got there. Naughty PM Brave, I'm tall, Brandon, you can't see me. Oh, Lord. It's Brayman, not Brandon, but yeah, I got with you. And that's cool, too, in more ways than one. That ain't cool right there, Text. I see what you just tried to do there. Naughty, the PLP is working extremely super hard to become the next opposition. That spot is a long time in the wilderness. I don't think they want that. They need to do better. Wow. Good day. Mr. Mitchell needs to take a page from Mr. Pending when he said, touch the man, but don't touch his livelihood. I'm no fan of science, but I would never say things to slap food out of his and his children's mouth. Well, see, Mr. Mitchell don't have no children, and he don't have no wife, so he wouldn't know what it is to have food slapped out of their mouths. That's why it's so easy for him to attempt to do it to people. Nothing more, nothing less than a bully, though. A blowhard. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Anyway, we almost time. You may as well go straight to the break in a second. Let me check these other texts. Oh, we got a couple other calls. Let's try to get them. Hopefully these won't drop. Talking Heads, Guardian. Talking Heads.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I don't know how long you last. I don't know.
Yeah. The people who got
I don't know
BTC
what's going on with the board today, bro. Seriously.
Yeah, the people who got BTC to do it, to deal with, they got to start working because I don't owe a cent no month. Okay, Naughty, what I'm saying is, right, those people got some authority, right? They got to learn to respect people's time and stop trying to emasculate the Bahamian man in this country because they're joking. I would like for you to meet my auntie a word.
That's what a lot of people want. Some accountability, but we're not getting it, Brayman. I guess we lost you again, Brayman. Let's try the other call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Quincy Kilman.
Hey, what's going on, Quincy? What you got for me today?
Hey, what's up, Naughty?
Everything cool, bro. Hey,
today's a special day. I like to say happy to late Elijah Burr. His birthday is today.
Okay.
He was born in 1952. And he was our first world champion in the Independent Bahamas. Okay, he defended his world title 3 times. The first one was in the Bahamas. I can't remember where the second was. But he was the first world champion in the Independent Bahamas. And not much. As you mentioned about him earlier from both governments, it's so sad. You know, like I always say, boxing is not track and field, it's not cycling, it's not swimming, it's not baseball. It's a warrior sport. Okay, and my only regret is that I never get to see the late Obed fight in his prime. And again, on another note, most Bahamians don't know was that Floyd Mayweather became the WBC Junior Middleweight Championship in the year 2005. And that was the same championship and the same belt WBC that Obed held in 1975. So I just want to say happy belated birthday from all the boxers in the Bahamas. And we're still waiting that something will be put in his name.
Yeah, we do need a statue there, you know, Quincy, and we need to get you on at 5 o'clock and let's talk box, and I'm going to try to reach out to you and get you on for next week, all right?
That'd be great. Thank you so much.
Be safe, man. Take care, and thanks for the update and for the reminder. Naughty, is Anton who calling in and dropping all them calls? The war room after you today, Naughty.
Hi.
Never scared. Naughty, the correct name is Fruitless Fred Mitchell. Wait a minute, are we using F adjectives? Because I ain't got a couple of Fs that I could put in front of that name. It's not just fruitless, I mean, one might have fruit in it, but yeah, no. Okay, no, that, we'll keep along those lines, yeah. Y'all don't tempt me enough, because I got my jokers out on. It just turned to the back. But I could turn it around and we could go full, yeah, full blaze. You're really something else, you know. But, you know, my whole thing about it is the majority, I mean, at what point, though, is he going to be reined in by his party? At what point is the PM going to put his foot down and remind him who the boss really is? Because then it makes one wonder who's really running the party, who's really speaking for the party, who's really in charge. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I thought that was a typo. Not the correct name is Fruitless Fred Mitchell. Okay, no problem. All right. You wanted me to get that part and I got it in there for you, text, okay? All right. Naughty, great show as usual. Fred is the blue-eyed baby. Now, is that real blue eyes or is that contact? That's what I need to know. But blue-eyed baby for who? For who? Break it down. Text who? Just texted me? No, he won't. And I'm never scared. And I won't use the adjective that you use. He wish. How about that? All right? Go drop one Madea emoji in your group there, texter. But I tell you, you all really like to push the envelope with me. But I think the consensus is that, you know, the general public believes, like the text says, Naughty Fred's in charge. Y'all can't see that's who's in charge of the party. That's who's running the party. Listen, I deal with Kong salad, brother. I don't deal with fruit salad. All right, text, not I deal with fruit cake. Okay? Just so you know, sir. In Christmas, don't send me no fruit cake. It's time for that. You can send me some other kind of stuff. You can send me some pound cake. You can send me some Christmas cookies. But no fruitcake, and I ain't really no fan of fruit salad either. But to each his own, man. If that's what you do, rock out, man. It's all good. But yeah, 4:54. I guess we're going to take the break now, Mr. Producer. Take the break, the commercials, and then get to the news. Go on, but 2 more minutes. What if I don't want to go on for 2 more minutes? What if I want you all to go on for 2 more minutes? Let me flip it on you all. See, no, you can't play music to go on for 2 months. That ain't fair. I mean, we can play songs if you want. Let me play an old Bahamian classic today. Let me play an old Bahamian classic. Let me dig in the crates. We got any? Man, listen here. In the spirit of just fun and good sportsmanship and, you know, being able to have a dialogue. Mr. Producer, I just sent you one. Check your phone. See if you got that in the crates to play for me, man. You got that one? You got that one? That's a classic. That is a classic. I mean, I think today's Wednesday. And keeping in theme, you know, we've been playing hip-hop for the last couple of days, you know, keeping in theme. Let's keep Bahamian music in theme today. Nor did you really think Brave cares who we think is in charge of the party as long as he gets to fly around the world on that world tour. No, that's why he's called him Photo Op Phil. I even texting that text. You trying to get me in problems. No, sir. It was funny, but I ain't gonna say it. But I give you credit. Just know that I thought it was funny, but I ain't touching it. Man, Naughty, I believe Anton is hiding from you. I believe you're absolutely correct. But the war room is a shame of lost Fred. And I really believe Anton is hiding. All right. Mr. Producer, we got this lined up. Because I had about 4 or 5 texts text me today. That's the commercial. We can get to that. You got the other thing ready? All right. For everybody who texted them, we can play this one real quick, go into the break. All right? Especially that crew from soccer requested it. And y'all got inside joke, y'all soccer's don't play. But anyway, take me to the break, Mr. Producer. Let's go.
When I get married, she's the one who can live a ring. I want me a foxy gal when I get lonely. Give me that foxy gal every time I say. I want to lose my heart to a girl from the eastern part. Now when I get married, she's the one who can live a ring. Your mind and your job in New York, but your heart's in the Caribbean. Island boy, oh, when you look at the concrete walls, can't you hear them sing? Oh, come back home, oh, to the land of the sun and the sea and the balmy beaches, where your heart has always been since the very first day. Oh, island boy, you got your mind and your job in New York, but your heart's in the Caribbean. Island boy, oh, when you look at the concrete walls, can't you hear them sing? Oh, come back home to the land of the sun and the sea and the balmy beaches, where your heart has always been since the very first day.
Play with Island Games,
we making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games,
we paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market, you getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games,
we like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
March 8th, 2024 is International Women's Day. Guardian Media wants all Bahamians to truly inspire inclusion. It's not just something we should say or something we should write about. It's something we need to think about, know, and embrace. It's what we should believe in unconditionally. This International Women's Day, Guardian Media wants you and your company to inspire inclusion. Celebrate the women in your organization this International Women's Day by placing them in an ad in our International Women's Day supplement. For more information, call 302-2300 or contact your account executive. The aim of the International Women's Day 2024 campaign is to collectively forge a more inclusive world for women. International Women's Day, March 8th, 2024. Inspire inclusion.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Nati is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Foreign Currency, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Nati Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Scotiabank, Sun Oil Limited, and Tropical Gyros.
lecture on the Wednesday, February 21st edition of Talking Heads. We're into the 5 o'clock hour. We're talking sports now. I know Pearlie should be zooming in at any moment, or should be in already. Do we have the Pearl? We got a Pearl in, or is he muted? All right, Pearlie, you're supposed to be in. I think you're muting yourself now. So we'll wait for Pearlie to chime in. And while we wait for Pearlie, well, you know how we got to set it off. Today in sports history. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. You know, it's Wednesday. So you know, happy hour going on right now at Naughty Johnny's, 5 to 7 p.m. Always worth the trip out. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza at Naughty Johnny's. Great drink specials. Great food specials. Be sure to check them out. All right? And on this day, February 21st, in sports history, boy, lots happened on this day. 1904, the National Ski Association was formed in Ishpeming, Michigan. 1968, an agreement between baseball players. Hey, you got to unmute Pearlie, Mr. Producer. Pearlie, you got to unmute yourself. Murphy's alive and well today. I'm telling you, man. My goodness. All right, so while we went on Pearlie, let me get back to this. 1968, an agreement between baseball players and club owners increased the minimum salary for major league players to $10,000 a year. 1970, Bobby Hull of the Chicago Blackhawks scored his 500th career point. 1971, Ruth Jensen won $60,000 in the Sears Women's World Classic. 1973, the Chicago Blackhawks played their 262nd game without being shut out. 1974, Tom Seaver signed a contract with the New York Mets worth $172,000 a year, which, considering that in the 70s, that was buku bucks. 1985, an NBA attendance record was set when 44,970 people watched a game between Atlanta and Detroit. 1986, Rolly Fingers refused to shave off his mustache to comply with the policy of the Cincinnati Reds. 1986, Jimmy Connors was fined $20,000 and was suspended from tennis for 10 weeks after he threw a fit while playing against Yvonne Lendl. The Philadelphia 76ers in 1996, and the Philadelphia 76ers had their worst offensive performance in over 40 years. They only managed to score 57 points against the Miami Heat. All right, and here's a good one. Pearlie would like this. Today's quote, "Luck is the residue of design." Branch Rickey, former owner of the Brooklyn Dodgers baseball team. There you go.
And who brought Jackie Robinson to the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that wasn't me muting. Your host didn't let me unmute, so I had to come out and come back in.
Anyway, I can let you do Mr. Producer tomorrow when you come here.
Yeah, me and him got words tomorrow. Tell him I'll see him in the tomorrow at 4.
Yeah, at 4.
So, when I have a guest at 4 and a guest at 5.
Who's you got? You got guests at 5 too? Stop it. You on a road.
Yeah.
You getting it in.
Trying to keep your image up, you know, bro.
Boy, you can get some calls tomorrow, I believe.
We'll see.
I had some fun today. Dexter, I don't know who me. All I can say to the last text is, who, me? 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 Not me.
Naughty, that was an interesting song you played last hour, but I'm not going to say anything about it.
Well, I went old school hip-hop the last couple of days. I figured I'd go some old school Bahamian, you know, some old school clips. So ain't nothing wrong with that.
Okay, all right, I got you.
And that classic Island Boy in there, you know, the pre-Barman edition, you know.
Yeah, I saw it.
A couple others in there, too. Brown Skin Gal.
Yeah. Ring Blade, yeah.
Yeah, Fox Hill Gal. Yeah, a couple of them in there, man, you know.
Okay, all right.
You know, we roll. nobody could dig in the crates like the Naughty one now. Y'all know that. If I'm going to go old school, we could go back.
House of Comedy.
There you go. But, yeah, so.
So, what's been going on, Naughty?
We got to slide into the local scene. Let's have a look at the local scene, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And it's Waffle Wednesday. Be sure to take advantage of that. That's always a good thing, man.
Okay.
All right. Hugh Campbell heats up as teams head home. All right.
So, wait. Hold on. Hugh Campbell, I'm out of it that much. Hugh Campbell started already?
I thought it was about to start, but obviously it started. The Hugh Campbell tournament.
That's true. This is the long.
It continued on Tuesday, moving into the elimination round.
Yeah. This is the midterm weekend, so yeah. And I guess Grand Bahama being today then.
There are a few teams who managed to stay alive, picking up wins with Anatole Rogers, Timberwolves, the Jordan Prince William Falcons, the Seattle Walker Knights, and the Blazer Elite Dragons. The Timberwolves took care of the SC Buda Marlins 73-32. The Falcons were in a tight battle with the Telios Academy Cherubims, but managed to edge them 50-49. The Knights had a strong defensive game against Josh Johnson Mystic Marlins and won easily 47-15. And the Dragons dominated the Greenville Gators 86-33.
Okay.
So wow. Let's see. The Bahamas team Bahamas finalized for the America Cup qualifier. So we'll keep an eye on Hugh Campbell to its conclusion. And then Team Bahamas finalized for American Cup qualifiers.
Is that basketball?
Yeah, that's basketball. 11-member team for the FIBA America Cup 2020 qualifiers that are underway tomorrow at the Roberto Clemente Coliseum in San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Let's see who we got on the team.
Let's see who the 11 are. And let's see who's not there.
Yeah. We know that DeAndre is, you know, Aiden is not there. We know Buddy is not there. We know Eric is not there.
Okay, they have Let me look.
AJ
Starr's
not there.
Okay, named to the roster, Kai Jones.
Okay.
Jerron Kino Burrows, Dominic Bridgewater, David Nesbitt, Aaron Gordon. Kentwan Smith, Rashad Davis, Emmanuel Newsom, Godfrey Rowe, Tavario Miller, and Aaron Navarrete. Okay. Head coach is Moses Johnson. Okay. I know Moses will do a good job trying to keep those guys competitive.
Kai should do well. I mean, you know, he's NBA ready, NBA material player, and he should do well. As long as he doesn't do any TikToks.
Yeah. Stay away from the TikTok and do what you need to do. Hopefully, no, it'll be a good showing, but obviously we're a little short-handed. We're missing three.
No, but everybody's missing the NBA players.
Buddy, DeAndre, and Eric Gordon.
Everybody who's there would be missing if they have any NBA players missing them.
All right, well, that's pretty much like the local scene right there in a nutshell.
You know, you know who else is in? I see Charlie Woods, Tiger's 15-year-old son, is competing in a pre-qualifier for the Cognizant Classic. He's really trying to get his pro ticket.
He's pretty darn good, I'm hearing, too.
He beat up on his daddy.
He's eyeing the PGA Tour.
He's beating up on his daddy right now, but yeah, he's good.
Yeah, but obviously, you know, you got to look at it. And he's got a look of his own, man.
Yeah, Charlie Woods, really well.
The son of Tiger Woods, will compete in the pre-qualifier for the Cognizant Classic at Lost Lake Golf Club in Hobie Sound, Florida on Thursday. Tees off at 7:39 a.m. with Olin Brown Jr. and Radahari McGee. The top 25 players from the four pre-qualifying events will then be moved to Monday's qualifier. The top four players from that event will then be moved into the field at the Cognizant Classic. Only 15, Charlie Woods will be the youngest player attempting to make the field for the PGA Tour event. If he qualifies the event, it will mark his PGA debut.
Wouldn't that be something if he comes to the top qualifier, the youngest?
Boy, I tell you. Let's see. Looks like he's a chip off the old block, so let's see. Should be fun.
Well, anybody knows I'm a huge Tiger fan, so.
Maybe Tiger won't catch Nicholas, but maybe Charlie will.
So did you see this conversation that they've been having as to that knowing that that LeBron is leaving the NBA pretty soon. Steph is getting up there in age. KD is pretty much out. So they're saying, who will be the new face of the league? Considering people like Joker don't want to be the face of the league.
Yeah, you're talking about Tatum saying he can be the face of the NBA?
No, Tatum actually said he can't be the face. He says, nah. What did he say? He said something, but he don't think he can be the face.
He was quoted as saying, I'm looking at a quote here saying, I can be face of the NBA. So after Jalen Tatum says he has a chance to become title, face of the NBA, right. It's mine to take.
Yeah, but he got to win a title to get that.
Well, I tell you, boy, if my boy wouldn't have parked his hee-haw last season, he would have been the face.
But, you know, his name came up, and they're still thinking that he can still be the face of the NBA.
Well, you know, I'm rooting for him. I like Tatum, too, as well. Tatum's not a bad guy at all and a great player in his own right.
Yeah, so there's a couple of names that came up. So I thought it was kind of interesting that the media, who are the biggest LeBron fans, are now understanding that it's time for him to depart, leave.
Maybe it's time for him to depart. Maybe he needs to grasp that concept, and I think it's slowly sinking in with him. Let's go to the phone lines.
He's talking about playing another couple more years.
Well, you can do that elsewhere with that Brownie experiment. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Head.
Yeah, I thought I need to get in there quickly. You let Freddy know that when he comes up there, sure, you need to be to candlelight the gym. They have 4 games there for $10.
4 for $10 and you gamble?
Can't beat that. They're right now, starting at 5:30.
That's a good one.
Yeah. It ain't expensive to go there. I won't watch it, but too many kids for me.
So let me meet you there, or we could meet there.
Let me think about it. I can't make it. Maybe tomorrow after the show.
All right.
I believe Puerto got some WNBA or college basketball, women's college basketball. What do you got the eye on watching tonight, caller? And now Pearly go. Pearly be tuned in to the women's college basketball. All about fundamentals.
Yeah, it's all about Angel.
Yeah.
I got a song on it. You're my angel in the morning.
But Carly, you could probably meet me and Pearly over there tomorrow, man. I think that's a good day. Thursday might be a good day for us to catch some games, Pearly.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Might be a good day.
Yeah. Sound like a plan to
me. But we always appreciate the listeners, you know, getting us out there, man. We'll take a rain check on that one, caller. It's all good.
But
Tatum says he thinks he could be the face of the league.
He's cool.
I feel like it's mine to take. I do feel like if we win a championship, it would be more distinguished and clear. But I understand I'm in the short list for sure. Very diplomatically said.
Edwards' name came up.
Yeah, from Minnesota.
Yeah. You know.
Boy, big article out today, man. Celtics are contenders. The Lakers are pretenders.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's all going to be determined by this stretch coming up.
30 games. If they go 25-5, it'll be all right.
I tell you, though, the stretch is hard, Pearly. You got teams now
they did it last year. There's no reason why they can't do it again.
Last year.
They ran the stretch last year.
Two different teams.
They ran the stretch again.
Like, they got a little soft spot now. They got the Warriors and the Spurs, but then it picks up. They got the Clippers, then they got the Nuggets, then they got the Thunder, then they got the Kings, they got the Bucks, the Timberwolves, the Kings.
They all beat the Bucks.
Until they don't.
Well,
I don't know, but I had a better feeling about last year's team than I do about this year's team, to tell you the truth.
I actually got a better feeling about this year's team than I did of last year's. Particularly if Gabe Benson comes back, I think we'll be a lot better.
Boy, let's see.
And AD is healthy. That's what I like.
But that don't mean nothing, because when AD healthy, they don't ride AD.
Knock on wood.
They don't get it to him.
Oh, no, by the way, the cake came out excellent in the air fryer. I said,
let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Yeah, Naughty.
What's happening?
I called back because one of you mentioned something about diplomatic. Now, the attorney general, he said something about what the people opposed in us, but I haven't gotten the gist of that situation, right? But I want those brothers, you know, and sisters, be more diplomatic because, you know, when you're dealing for the Bahamian people, because we are not stupid. Thank you.
All right, Berman. Thanks, man. You fired up today. Don't bust no corn now. Here's some interesting scenarios coming out of the NBA, Pearly. The 5 coaches that could be fired next.
All right.
And it's an all-star list, buddy. It's an all-star list.
Who are those 5?
All right, the Brooklyn Nets' dismissal of Jack Vaughn on Monday has brought this discussion to the forefront. And that move wasn't far behind the firings of Adrian Griffin from the Milwaukee Bucks and Wes Unseld Jr. from the Washington Wizards.
Okay.
Now it's time to speculate who might be next.
All right.
Here's your list of 5. Chauncey Billups, head coach of the Portland Trailblazers.
I can see that.
The Blazers have been a bit more competitive than expected for limited stretches this season, but Billups is on track for his third straight sub-500 season. His career winning percentage is a woeful 344. Wow. So, yeah, let's look there. That's a big one. That's a big name, Chauncey Billups. Here's another one. Jason Kidd. There may not be a ton of offense to implement when Luka Doncic isn't on your team. Usually just give him the ball and letting him isolate or run pick and roll is going to lead to tons of points. But the 24-year-old stints with the Slovenian national team have shown he's willing to do a bit more off the ball when properly motivated or coached. However, the big issue may be the Mavericks posting a below-average defensive rating for the second season in a row. Of course, as is the case with Billups, plenty of this has to do with the roster that the organization has given Kidd to work with. And the recent additions of Daniel Gafford and P.J. Washington could push the team in the right direction. So they're keeping an eye on caller. I see we'll get to you in a second. So Kidd may be on a respirator, but he's on the seat. Steve Clifford of the Charlotte Hornets is on there as well, too.
I can see that, too.
Now, surprisingly, number two on the list, Darvin Ham of the Lakers.
Hey, Ben, I tell you, my son Earl has been saying that to me for a while now. And I've been nodding. He thinks it's more Ham than anything else why the Lakers aren't playing better.
Maybe.
So he could be onto something there. I love to...
And number one is Monty Williams of the Pistons, who just signed him to a mind-blowing contract this past summer.
You know something?
6 years, $78.5 million deal, and they might jettison him after 1 year.
Yeah, I hear that. But the one thing about that team, while they're not winning, they're not giving up, and they're playing hard for that brother.
All right, let's go
They play hard for him every night, and they really try. Isn't, you know, like, you got a team that 25 losses in a row, and they get really, like, lackluster, nonchalant? No. He kept them motivated, so I think it'll be really bad to fire him. We wouldn't give him another year to see what he can do next year with a more improved and an older and a more mature team.
Fair enough. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Yes, boss.
What's going on?
Everything blessed up. Pearly, but I give Pearly, I give you a cake, a 10 out of 10. Now, Naughty, you got to let me know how it tastes. I know how it tastes.
You going on nuts? I ain't a taste test dummy. I'm not that good.
Pretty. I see green, red, orange, it's all that type of little
fun in the cake. Funfetti.
Yeah. It comes out nice, man. It look good. Well, I know. Eat, Lord, you can let me know how it tastes.
Be honest with you, only little piece left. All the little children in the neighborhood. a couple of my good friends, they then have peace and come back for more.
One of these times I can taste it then. But, all them coaches that you're talking about, they're in 14th place, 13th, 12th, 14th again, 15th. They deserve to get fired, man. Kid might be the only one round 12 or 11 or something like that. But they need to add Doc Rivers to that list, too. The same guy with a 3-7 record.
No. Let me tell you why. Three things. A, they brought him in a really bad time. They should have made it out after the All-Star break. One. Two, he's still evaluating the players. He hasn't learned the players yet. And three, he even hurt coaching staff, so he's evaluating that. And I think he may have to make some changes. So I can't fault him just for that yet. I fault him for taking the job then.
But why they didn't do it with Adrian Dantley? Why they didn't give him a 30 and something record, a good record?
Well, because Giannis, you know, like how Magic decided Ben, but he got fired before.
LeBron do it too, and then cause some coaches get fired up, and some players get traded.
The bottom red, yeah. So yeah, he wasn't getting along with the players. He didn't have control of the locker room, so that would happen.
Right. But Pearly, you know, is assistant coach on a DC with VIA. Is one of the assistant coaches.
Yeah.
But what I talking about, what I tell me about, what how we got to step up our defense. If you remember the Titans game last year, a team would win four games or five games. We up by two touchdowns in the fourth quarter, and they let them fellas come back and score 15 points in 2 minutes. We couldn't stop Henry. Henry went right in. So we have a jokey defense. That's what I'm trying to say. We got to deal with our defense.
That same defense going right to Philadelphia and can help the Dallas Cowboys be the first time repeat division titles in many years. You like that, eh, Naughty?
I love it. Mm-hmm. From your mouth, God's ears.
Yeah, but anyhow, let me let someone else get it. But let me just say this. You can't be a boy for be like Tiger Woods, man, playing with his son. You know, having a scrimmage with his son. You can't, man. You won't play with Bronny. I'll bring a link up, man. You'll be safe.
Man, he can play with Bronny anywhere else in the NBA. He got another 31 games he could choose from to play with Bronny.
Yeah, he wash up now, though. Time to go. 39, time to go, though. Yeah, man. You got to hang up the glove. You got to know in the forum. Like
yeah.
Anyone, just
let him go back to where it all started, Cleveland. Let him be that kid from. He started as a kid from Akron. Now he could be the old man from Akron.
Right, and then retired a jersey up in Cleveland, man. Yeah,
all of them, 623, all of them, retirement.
You get three championships with three different teams, so that's a record right there to start off it. Yeah, we can link up.
All right, man. Right. Text right. I think you might have missed it, but I think you know the eye test passed. The Pearly's cake, the eye test passed with Muff. It passed the eye test. The taste test remains to be done, to be completed.
Would you like me to send you a number of letters of references of people who've tasted it and give a testimony?
I don't know, but this texter, I believe the texter wants you to bake them a cake.
Tell the texter, no problem.
The texter say, Naughty, how was the Dodger cake? Hope you're still a Yankee after trying that Dodger cake. Well, I didn't try it, texter.
That's Jeff. Jeff texts me twice today. Say, don't let you take the cake because you can leave the Yankees.
But I ain't going to do that. and yes, we will remember Elijah Obed again on his birthday because today is his birthday. And we mentioned it earlier in the show and earlier in the 5 o'clock. But thanks for that reminder as well because one of the greatest in time, considering the era that he did it in, the competition.
Yeah.
And at that time, you know, was very good. Our initial international sports ambassadors.
Yes. He was.
We got a good final 13 today, Pearly.
Yeah, what we got?
We got Nick Wright breaking down the fact that Dak Prescott may reset the quarterback market. I was hoping for the extension, but
between
buddy.
Between him and Tua, they can get big money, buddy.
Well, if Dak get the $60 million, Tua going to get close to 50-something now because that 45 could jump up more space on the salary cap. So,
you know, some people say Tua shouldn't get it, but if you look at Trevor Lawrence, what has he done lately?
Hey, look at the Sean Watson hot smoking garbage ever since he signed that contract, okay?
Joe Burrow?
Injuries.
All right. Okay, but you're making noise with Tua. All right.
I didn't say nothing but Tua.
Not you. I'm being the proverbial you, not you.
You know, so let's.
So nobody got tagged yet? No franchise tags yet?
Boy, I haven't seen any out of the, like, you know. Let me pull it up, but
I haven't seen anything. That's why I'm asking.
Let's see. Anybody franchised? 2024 NFL franchise tying candidates for all 32 teams. They got canceled. Nobody's really jumped up.
I've heard that, but I haven't seen anything.
Boy, none for the Falcons, none for the Cardinals. Potential franchise player for the Ravens, Justin Madubuike. For the Bills, none. Brian Burns for the Panthers. Cornerback Jalen Johnson for the Bears. T. Higgins for the Bengals. None for the Browns. Potentially again, Tony Pollard for the Cowboys. Hell no. No, sir. Broncos, none. Lions, none. Packers, none. Texans, Dalton Schultz, that probably may be the situation. He has good chemistry with C.J. Stroud. Indianapolis Colts, new wide receiver. Jacksonville Jaguars, Josh Allen, defensive player. Kansas City Chiefs, Lejarius Sneed, cornerback. None for the Raiders. Austin Eckler for the Chargers. None for the Rams. Christian Wilkins for the Dolphins. Kirk Cousins for the Vikings. None for the Patriots. None for the Saints. Saquon Barkley for the Giants. I don't think so. The Jets, none. The Eagles, none. The Steelers, none. The 49ers, none. The Seahawks, Leonard Williams, defensive end, or defensive lineman. Mike Evans for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He got Kansas City Chiefs written all over him, though. Tennessee Titans, none. Washington Commanders, none. So there you have it, Pearly, nothing. Nothing really. We got Pearly faded out or muted out or ended up baking cake again. Might have to let Pearly back in. I think he got dropped. Yeah, Pearly got dropped. You let him back in?
I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was. I know it ain't my internet. I think it's.
And they are.
We got, Zoom just cut out.
But anyway, nonetheless.
I'm back.
You know, you got some interesting potential franchise ties there, but nobody's really franchised anybody so far, Pearly.
No, I see that. Well, it'll be interesting. This can be, I think probably over the weekend we'll see some things happen. The combine start on Monday, I think, or next week.
Yeah, I think so.
But the combine start on the 26th, on Monday, so that happened. And when I see Saturday is 2-4-2-day, right? So I got to pull on my Bahamas shirt and like 2-4-2
it. Yeah, 2-4-2 it to pieces.
Yeah, man, that should be fun.
Boy, I'm telling you.
Some tongue salad, some tongue fritters, some crock cone, fried snapple, everything behaving on Saturday.
Everything in the fryer.
For breakfast. I have a boiled fish for breakfast that I'm cooking.
Are you cooking the boiled fish?
But I could cook, man.
I want to try that boiled fish then. I want to see what you're good for with that boiled fish.
All right, not a problem.
Allen Iverson said he would average 43 points a game in today's NBA. I believe him.
I saw that. I probably would.
I believe him or not.
Probably would. He probably would.
Easily.
You know, practice.
This keeps popping up, Pearly. We got to discuss this, man. Three teams in the Justin Fields sweepstakes.
But Justin Fields doesn't want to leave the Bears. I personally, I'm not a coach. I'm not a scout. I think they're making the wrong move. I think they should take that pick. I would trade that number one pick away and grab up a bunch of other picks. Maybe get two or three other picks with it. I'll try to get Marvin Harrison Jr. I'll get a tight end. I'd show up the weapons around Fields to make him a better player, to make him a more effective quarterback.
Then you gotta do the offensive line too.
Because everybody thinks Caleb Williams is a no miss player.
Yeah, but a lot of people gotten an overrated fourth round grade on him, saying he's overrated. He's not that guy.
Well, you know, I hope the Bears could do that and they stay right where they're supposed to be in last place. I went to school in Minnesota, so we don't pull for nothing out of Chicago.
Here's three potential trades. One, the Atlanta Falcons. They keep popping up on this list. The offer, a 2024 first-round pick, 8th overall, 2024 second-round pick, 43rd overall, tight end Jonnu Smith for Fields, and Chicago's 2024 first-round pick, 9th overall.
I like that move. I like that for Atlanta. I think he'll do well. Atlanta already got the weapons. They got probably one of the better tight ends. They got the weapons. I like that.
Here's another one, the Las Vegas Raiders. Now, Luke Getsy makes sense in the Raiders system because he had him in Chicago.
Yeah, that's true.
The offer, 2024 second-round pick, 44th overall, 2024 fourth-round pick, 113th overall, and wide receiver Hunter Renfro for Fields.
Nah. Yeah.
Surprise team, yeah. New England Patriots. 2024 second round pick.
That name will come up more than once.
2024 second round pick, 34th overall. 2024 fourth round pick, 104th overall for Fields.
Not enough.
Now here comes the Pittsburgh Steelers, though. The 2024 second round pick, 51st overall. 2024 fourth round pick, 120th overall. And cornerback Patrick Peterson. For Fields. That's an agent Patrick Peterson.
I don't know about that.
Seattle Seahawks, which is surprising, but obviously issues with Geno Smith's contract are bigger than we thought.
Maybe to bring him there for a year under Geno, because I think they're going to get one more with Geno.
Yeah, they signed him to a 3-year, $75 million contract. That was Geno Smith.
Yeah.
But I think that was last year, so... Two more years left on that contract. Anyway, Smith battled groin and arm injuries in 2023. Here's the offer. 2024 third-round pick, 78th overall. 2024 third-round pick via New Orleans, 81st overall. And quarterback Geno Smith for Fields.
Oh.
That's a solid trade right there.
Oh.
And then you reunite him with his running mate from college, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, who's already up there in Seattle and was making waves as a rookie last year late in the season.
Oh, that one opened my eye a little bit.
Mm-hmm, that's your eye opener right there. And here's another one.
Seattle got a new coach, right?
Yep, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. very interesting. Even though they're interested in Baker Mayfield, they'll offer 2024 second round pick, 57th overall, 2024 fourth round pick, 126th overall, 2025 third round pick, Russell Gage, wide receiver, and add Shaquille for Fields.
Aging Barrett.
Russell Gage coming off injury.
That don't move me. So they his backup Baker.
No, I think they wouldn't sign Baker if they went there.
That's a lot to give up to backup Baker.
A lot of things swirling around Justin Fields, man.
I think the Bears making a mistake by getting rid of him, but anyway.
And here's some people that if you wait that are now on the list, Pearly. The cap casualties list. This is where you could find some really good players. Alvin Kamara, running back, New Orleans Saints, on the list.
He wasn't all that good this year.
Khalil Mack, edge, Los Angeles Chargers. He's on the list.
Okay.
This is a surprise. Mike Williams, wide receiver, Los Angeles Chargers.
That don't surprise me.
Coming off the injury.
And he was hurt this year?
Yep. C.J. Mosley, inside linebacker, New York Jets.
Aging.
This one makes sense. David Bakhtiari, offensive tackle, Green Bay Packers.
I like to see him in Miami.
Speaking of Miami, Xavier Howard, cornerback, Miami Dolphins. He's on the list.
I have no problem with that. And while I love him as a player, he's one of my favorite Dolphins. He's not giving us the money's worth. Now, if he would take a pay cut,
yeah,
I'd say, okay. But, you know, he hasn't played half the games. Why are you giving him $20 million a year or whatever it is and he ain't playing? Man, better go.
Russell Wilson, Denver Broncos on that list. We know that was coming.
Yeah, well, he's still guaranteed $39 million no matter what happened.
Kevin Byard of the Philadelphia Eagles going to be on the market. That was a bad trade. They traded for him and ended up having to let him go as a cap casualty. Didn't fit.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes. All right, Pearly, let's get to the picks. We got to get the picks in quick and take the break. And on the flip side of the break, Nick Wright will be taking us home. So
okay.
We know NBA till tomorrow night. You got some college basketball, and you got some NHL. What in the line of women's college basketball do you have lined up for us?
Ain't nothing moving. My girlfriend ain't playing till tomorrow night. She called me, tell me, don't worry, but she ain't playing till tomorrow night.
Got some other all right games tonight college basketball. Illinois and Penn State is a good one. I like Illinois to get that one done on the money line. They're on the road, but I'll take them with the money line on the road against Penn State.
I'll take them.
I like the Bonnies of St. Bonaventure over LaSalle on the road as well on the money line.
I stand away from that game.
Then Clemson and Georgia Tech is another good game, but I like Clemson on the road to get it done. Again, money line, I don't like them by 8 on the road. I like them to win, but not by 8.
Okay. I like Duke should beat Miami tonight.
I was just going to say, I like Miami to upset Duke tonight.
Nah, I doubt that.
They play them tough.
Oh, Duke, that guy, the Duke guy there, that brother, he's playing some basketball right now.
So we're
playing ball.
We'll roll with Duke with the money line in that one.
All right. I like Alabama over Florida, but I don't like that. I don't like the spread.
Nope, I like that one too. And there's two darker horses that you might want to work with. James Madison over Marshall. And Jacksonville State been playing some quietly good ball all year.
Okay.
And then if you look at the NHL... there's a couple of tidbits, too.
That you know, a pretty interesting game to watch, and you don't know which team going to come out that Kentucky-LSU game tomorrow, too.
Yep, Kentucky-LSU going to be a good one. But probably
I don't know which Kentucky coming about.
I'm seeing a sign from Mr. Producer. We getting to the break. On the flip side of the break, we got Nick Wright taking us home, right? So that's what we got to do. Pearly, you're in tomorrow, my brother. Look forward to listening out. You got the double whammy tsunami guest in both hours. That's good stuff. And then on Friday, you know, I got our special guest in the 4 o'clock hour, Dr. Duane Sanz, Shim of the FNM. Got that confirmed,
okay.
So he's going to be there on Friday chopping it up as well.
All right.
So, yeah.
Ask him. I saw a photo going around with him in the middle of during the elections in the middle of the PLP 10 helping a sick lady.
I've seen that one floating around as well, too.
Okay, all right. That'd be interesting. I'll be listening to that.
Yeah, man. And we'll be listening to you tomorrow, man. Be safe. Enjoy the air fryer. We'll take a quick break, flip side of the break. We got Nick Wright taking us home. Is Dak Prescott about to reset the quarterback market in the NFL? And if that's the case, Dolphin fans, too, about to get paid as well. You can thank Dak for that. That's all coming up on the flip side of the break as the February 21st edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
because they were cheap. Keisha bought things that she really didn't want. Hungry for deals? Let KFC satisfy your cravings before you do something crazy. Get the new Kentucky Crunch Sandwich with a juicy KFC chicken filet, fresh lettuce, and the perfect amount of mayo topped with a fluffy sesame seed bun for just $5.75. Order your new favorite sandwich online with Messenger or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to start your KFC order today. KFC knows value. It's finger-licking good.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian spice. Guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip.
242 Day.
Saturday, February 24th.
It's 242 Day.
Proud to be Bahamian.
Represent your Bahamian pride on 242 Day. Wear your national flag colors or Bahamian prints. Enjoy delicious Bahamian dishes, break and scrape with Bahamian music, art, and entertainment all day long.
Corporate Bahamas representing your national colors on Friday.
Be sure to post those photos with hashtag 242 Day. Hashtag Celebrate Bahamas.
242 Day, Saturday, February 24th.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles, with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances, so come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Just because they were on sale, Max bought things that he and his friend really didn't need. Hungry for deals? Let KFC satisfy your cravings before you do something crazy. Get a KFC 6-piece value deal with 6 pieces of juicy fried chicken, 3 orders of crispy fries, and 3 buttery biscuits, all for only $20. Order your new favorite deal online with Messenger or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to start your KFC order today. Nobody does value like KFC, and it's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Noon headline sponsored by Ram Trucks. They are built to serve. A report that Dak Prescott may reset the quarterback contract market with a salary of $60 million per year. Burrow, currently the highest-paid quarterback, bring home around $55 million a year. Nick, your reaction to this report?
Other than being classic two by me, classic. You wouldn't let us talk about it last August when I said the biggest last story August. This offseason is going to be Dak Prescott's going to be the highest paid player in league history and people are going to freak out. And that was right before we had a perfect Dak Prescott season for this exact conversation, which was his best ever regular season and arguably his worst ever postseason moment or game. And so here's the deal. Like, the Cowboys put themselves in this spot. They gave Dak Prescott a no-tag clause. They gave Dak Prescott a no-trade clause. and they keep borrowing from Dak's contract. So yep. His current cap hit is $60 million next year. And if you're just like, all right, we're going to swallow it and deal with it and move on, the year after, it's $36 million for him not to be on the team. So they have to extend him. They have to rework it, which means in a world where Justin Herbert got $52.5 million and no one batted an eye, Dak Prescott, it's going to start at 3 years, $175 million, which is $58.7 million a year. And the reason three is because he wants to be back in this position again. That's just Trevor Lawrence is about to get $56 million a year. Whether you guys like it or not, it's going to happen. And in that world, Dak's going to get this, and people are going to lose their minds. And the Cowboys kind of trades have no options because it's really untenable to have him play on his current contract. And then you also could lose him for nothing.
Well, I remember going back to 2020. We're in a pandemic, and everyone's sitting on these home shows. And to break the fourth wall, it's like, hey, we're starting the show with Cowboys. I don't care if you like it or not. We start the show with Cowboys. All right. And everyone was freaking out over whether Dak was worth $35 million. To your point, salary cap has gone bonkers. Look at the top paid quarterbacks right now. Yeah. I requested this the screen here. Look, guys, Dak is already 10th. And when he signed it at $40 million a year, everyone freaked out then. It's gone absolutely bonkers since Jalen Hurts is making $51 million next year. Yeah, Dak will make 60. Dak is a very good quarterback. And if when he makes 60, the next contract will be 65, the next one will be 70. This report, which comes from Jordan Schultz, I don't think it's necessarily one of these where it's like, he's getting the deal, but it's a bit of speculation, but I'm not going to bat my eye at it because I think that might be the going rate by the time we start negotiating for Dak Prescott, whether it makes sense at home or not.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo, who did win? He was the highest paid quarterback in the league. Matthew Stafford in Detroit was the highest paid quarterback. So it is just the timing of it. I'll tell you what, though, if I'm Jerry Jones, I am sitting down with Dak, not his agent. I'm sitting down with Dak and saying, look, you make a ton of money off the field. You know, we got to pay CD. We got to pay Micah. You want to win here. You will go down as a legend. You will go down maybe as the best Cowboys quarterback ever. I mean, Staubach, obviously. But, you know, if you win a Super Bowl, but to do that, we need our other great players. I'm not insulting you, Dak. How about 52? Mm. That's what Lamar Jackson's got two MVPs just signed for, just last year. So I wouldn't insult him, but I would try to get him to not break the bank and set the market. And so I don't know if Dak
would go
for that.
There's been one quarterback in the history of modern football who has agreed to that or has even entertained it. It's Tom
Brady. Just one. And that will be part of the argument, too, if I'm Jerry. Like, look at Tom Brady. He did it. And so, again, look, Dak's within his rights. Yeah. I'm not going to kill him if he says, I want as much as I can get. Mm-hmm. But if I'm Jerry, that's my first step. Let's try. Because Dak knows he didn't deliver last year. He probably in his mind is like, I do have to do it. He hears the teammates chirping or at least their families. So maybe he would be like, you know what? I get tons of money off of it. Maybe. I just try it. I'm not saying he would do it.
You know, when Mangini is on, he always talks about sort of like holistic view of what goes into a player's performance, which is not only the X's and O's, but also kind of the soft factors like media pressure and contract pressure he talks about a lot. It's one of the reasons he thought Jalen Hurts kind of regressed, that there was a large burden. He'd be like, oh, man, I got this big contract. I need to go. Do you think if Dak was the highest paid quarterback in the league, he would feel a little bit of an extra burden, like, oh, an interception. I can't throw an interception. I'm the best.
I don't think that, because he's also, like, as Brew was referencing, Dak was already dealt with being one of the highest paid. I don't know if he set the record with his last one, but he did. It was structured in a way that, again, the lesson here for quarterbacks, I guess, is you're going to look at the highest paid players in NFL history, and you're going to see a bunch of Hall of Fame quarterbacks, and then mixed in there is Kirk Cousins and Dak Prescott, because those are the only quarterbacks in the modern era, I shouldn't say modern, but in the last 20 years, who played the franchise tag game. And if you're willing to play that game and win it, then all of a sudden you can get these insane numbers. If I'm Dallas, I am trying to, my concern is this, if I'm Dallas, and we've talked about it a lot, we have seen that we just saw the biggest cap hit in the league win Super Bowl. We have seen very expensive, great, great quarterbacks win Super Bowls. We have seen mid-level quarterbacks win Super Bowls. We have seen young quarterbacks win Super Bowls. The one thing we haven't seen is what the Cowboys will be trying to do with Dak. a good quarterback, paid like a great one, win a Super Bowl. We haven't seen it. Now, I guess you could say Stafford with the Rams, but he wasn't paid crazy high when they won it. No. He is now, and I think Stafford's better than Dak. So it's just
I would just also add that Dak, he wears that star on his helmet. The pressure, highest pay, it's all fungible. Yeah, like, you wear the star on the helmet. That is the highest pressure job maybe in all of sports.
I know. I see it in the playoffs.
Chris Jones, the key to the three-peat. Next on First Things First.
Video phân tích của chúng tôi. Sau đây sẽ là video hướng dẫn cách làm một chiếc mũ hình chú lợn màu đỏ chúng tôi. Bây giờ các bạn cùng tôi thực hiện cách làm nhé. Vào hai cái phần đầu này, trước khi dán cái phần tai này vào thì mình sẽ cắt thêm cho nó cái phần tai ở bên trên.